Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Ayin Vav. Still Perek HaPegam, Shviyas daf Ayin Vav, the ninth Perek of Masechah Shviyas. And we are on the top of Ayin Vav Ben Aleph. Just one makar I wanted to mention from yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about the people from Kiputkia that lived in Sipori, that didn't have Ohavim, they didn't have friends. They obviously had acquaintances there, they lived in Sipori, but they didn't have the ultimate Ohavim friends in that way, and that was why they asked Rav Imi, you know, what are we supposed to do? There are different kinds of acquaintances and friends, like is reflected in that Gemara yesterday, and the Rambam discusses that in Pirush Mishnayos, on the Mishnah, Knei Lecha Chaver. The Rambam in the first parak of Avos says that there are three kinds of acquaintances and relationships that we have. The Hachaverim, of course, reading the Hebrew translation of the Arabic that the Rambam wrote it in. The Hachaverim, Shlosha Sugim. There are three types of Sugim, three types of friends that we have. Three types. Chever L'Toeles, Chever Hana'a, Chever L'Dvar Na'aleh. Chever L'Toeles. Number one is the friend for Toeles, that basically what we would call a business partner. Kagon Chavres Shnei Ashutafim, Uke Chavres HaMelech Utzvao, a king and his soldiers, two business partners. So that's the lowest level friend, and I'm sure the people of Kaputkia who lived in Sipori had that level of friend. Aval Chever Hanoa, the next level up, is the Chavar of pleasure, and we might call that a good friend. Somebody who you're not purely business relationship, but, you know, it's one that you enjoy being with. Rambam himself says that this level, category of friends, on the second type really is split up into two parts. Chever Hanoh, Shnei Sugim, Chever Tainug, V'Chever Bitachon. What are those? Chever Tainug, Huke Chavrus HaZacharim L'Nekevos B'Nisun L'Chayotzi B'Zeh. Tainug, that means like a relationship, not the ultimate level of marriage that Wedershon will get to soon, but a marriage that people enjoy each other's company. A good friend you'll confide in, you'll share thoughts with. I'm not embarrassed in front of you. I can be relaxed and let go in front of you. I don't think that anything I tell you is going to lead to anything negative. Lo etzlo v'lo etzel zulaso. Hare, kasha yeh lenefesh bitachon beze adam, a trustworthy friend. Ad kedekach yeh lanachas rav ma'od besichaso vididuso. I'm very happy to have your friendship. So basically, a business partner, number one. Number two, a good friend, a friend that you confide in, and even some marriages start and end there. But then you have the highest level, the chever ledvar na'ala, which is when two parties get together in order to achieve a higher ideal heavenly purpose. Not just, obviously, business partners also come together to achieve a purpose. But this is not a na'ala. That's for kesef. This is lidvar na'ala. Shetia kimia shnehem umatarasam linyan echad. Each one of them cannot get to the goal, the lofty goal by themselves. They come together to get to that goal. V'hu asiyas hatov. V'yirtza kolechan mehem lehe azer b'chaviro. They each want to help with their friend. Kedei lahasig oso hatov l'shneem yachad. V'zeu, what's the example the Rambam gives in this regard? V'zeh chever shetzivel b'kniyaso. That's the type of chever that it says here in the Mishnah. Kenei lecha chaver. V'hu kegon chavers harav l'talmud v'hatalmud l'harav. That's a Rebbe-Talmud relationship. And interestingly, the Rambam says both. He doesn't just say Rebbe-Talmud or Talmud-Rebbe. He says both. Harav le-Talmud v'Talmud le-Rebbe, because both the Rebbe and the Talmud are there to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand the Dvar Hashem, have the Chever le-Dvar Na'ala. And we can suggest that there are examples. In a marriage, in a Jewish marriage, that's also building a bayis neman is a dvar na'ala that we could also put into this category. Obviously, a marriage should be all three categories on the most basic level. You know, like a business, like everybody has their different responsibilities, but obviously it should never end there. It should be spouses confide in each other. But the ultimate, one has to remember, is to create that bayis neman, that ultimate place of Ashras Ashchina, and that's the three levels of friends. And yesterday's daf, we had them reflected, right? The Rabbi Yoshia says to the first, the people that had friends, you know, find some three friends and be mafker in front of them, and you could trust them. Maybe that's all you need is the second level of friends for that. The people of Insipori from Kaputkia, you know, didn't even have that. They just had the first level of friend, a business partner, who they didn't trust, and therefore they had to find other ways, and that's why they had to go in the middle of the night to try to take care of their beer. Okay, now we get to the next Mishnah, Halacha Hey, on top of Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph. Continuing the details about Bi'ur, says the Mishnah, Hamalakir Asavim, if somebody is gathering grass, fresh grass, Asavim Lachim, fresh grass, and you're going to put in, right, as the Rav Chaim Kadyevsky says, no slavade behemto, that's animal fodder, fresh grass, and as we said earlier in the Mishnah is, machal behema, also as kedusha shvius, so you have to use it for regular purposes. So when is the time for bi'ur, right, because it has kedusha shvius, that's a yivasha matok, until the sweet gets dried out. What does that mean? It means till the ground gets very dry. Till the ground gets very dry. The marafolda, kedesha yibash, lachluchis haaretz, hamematekas aperos. Why is it called the matok? Because the ground's moisture sweetens and helps the fruit grow, and once the ground is dried out, then the grass is considered basically dead, and that's why, that's the time for beer. So if you have any asavim lachim in your fridge, so then you, once it's no longer in the field, then you have to get it out. What if you're gathering dry grass, not asavim lachim, but asavim yaveshim? That's also roy for a behema. That's also, they're both roy for a behema, but there's moist, but they're considered two different categories. Clearly. That is until the rain, the eighth year, second rain. The Mishnayis and Tainus, if you remember, talk about the first Revia, the second Revia, the third Revia. So until the second Revia, up until that point, the dry grass stays edible. Once the second Revia, the second rains come, they become putrid and disgusting and rotted. Says the Rav Chaim Kadyevsky, Shaha Asavim, Shebesade Misapshin, Vinirkovin. They become bloated and rotted. Vekalam and Asada, and therefore there's nothing left. And therefore, there's different measures for the biur, for the fresh grass and the dry grass. Good. Ale gefan. When exactly is the Revia Shnia? What's the date when it's been raining? So you might remember that from the Gemara in Bavli, Tainis on Davav. Three different days in the Tanoim. What exactly is the time? The first day it says Revia Rishona is the third day of Cheshvan, seventh day of Cheshvan, 17th day of Cheshvan. So according to Rabbi Meir, the 7th of Cheshvan is the Revia Shnia. Rabbi Yehuda holds the 17th of Cheshvan is the Revia Shnia. And Rabbi Yossi says the 23rd of Cheshvan is the Revia Shnia. So three different opinions in the Gemara, when exactly is the Revia Shnia. But whenever that is, you plug it in here, and that's the time for Biur, according to the Tanakhama. Ali Gefanim Ali Gefanim, Ache Yishru Me'avihem. What about the leaves of reeds and the leaves of vines? So Ache Yishru Me'avihem, once they fall off, when they fall off their what binds them to the ground, so then they become ruined right away, and then whatever you have in the house collected is going to have to be gotten rid of. And what about dried ones? So again, until Revia Shnia, because then they're going to get ruined once the rain comes, and therefore you have to get rid of them from your house. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, all of these, everything you've just spoken about, the alim of the gefanim, and the yavesh, and the grass, and the lach, and the, it's all considered one min. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Bekulan, Shetir, Rabbi Yishniya. There's no earlier time. They're all considered one, whether Marafolda, Bein Asavim, Bein Kanim, Vigfanim, Lachim, Viveshim, everything goes by the Rabbi Yishniya. Fine. Other halachos that go by the Rabbi Yishniya. Kayotzibo, says the Mishnah. Hamaskir buys the Chavero. I rent you out a house. I say, you have the house until the rains. Until the rains. We don't specify a date. So until the rains. We assume that's the Revia Shnia. Why not the first one? Where the Rasilio says, Geshamim is plural. Plural. So Geshamim is at least two. So at least two, you go to the second rains. That's the, in terms of rental agreements. Hamudur Hanayim Echaveiro. If somebody's Mudur Hana, Mudir Hana from their friend. I'm not going to get Hana from you. Ad HaGashamim until the rains. Same thing. Achetei Reid Revia Shnia. We assume that's what is meant until the second rains come. We assume that's what people meant, right? People meant, right? That's what we assume people mean. Interesting. You might not have compared Maskir Bayis and Mudr Hana. Mudr Hana Nidarim always has a wild card. For all halachas, whenever you compare, Hilchas Nidarim in terms of, doing the umdina for Nidarim and for all other areas of halacha, it's always tricky to compare them because by Nidarim, you go by Lashon Bnei Adam. And that might not be the rule by other areas of halacha as well. The Rambam that says in Hilchas Nidarim in Perek Chi, B'Nidarim ha'alachachar Lashon Bnei Adam, ba'oso makam ba'oso lashon ba'oso zman, shenadar onish babo. By Nidarim, you go by Lashon Bnei Adam. In that place, right, what if it's a different Lashon Bnei Adam in a different place at that time? People talk differently, and we know that. People in different countries use different words to mean different things. So, says the Rambam, you go by that person, that place, that time. Ketzad, Nadar, an example, and the Rambam has a whole perek, and based on the Mishnayos in Nadarim, if you go into the perek test of the Rambam, so he gives examples of these. Kesa, just the beginning. Nader o nishba min ha-mavushal. There's a parak in Nidarim. Hanoder min ha-mavushal. Nader o nishba ha-mavushal. Imo derech oso ha-makom bo'os ha-lashon bo'os ha-zman. Shekaran mavushal afilu litzli l'shaluk. If they call mavushal, even something that is roasted, they call mavushal. Hareza asu lako. Vim ein darkon likros mavushal ela lebasar shenis basha b'mayim u'betavlin. And if they only call meat mavushal, hareza mutim litzli b'shaluk. The halacha doesn't change. The halacha is, you go by Lashon Bnei Adam for Nidarim. And just the Metzius might change depending on how people talk. And that applies to every word. Every word. The problem is, what if you have some yes, some no? If you don't have a rov, the Rambam says there in Halacha Dalin, Hayumiksas Bnei Amakom Korin Lokach. Umiksasan Ein Korin. Ein Holchinacha Harov. Wow. You don't go by the rov in this case. It's a Savi Daraisa. It's a Safik Nidarim. The call Savi Nidarim, Lahachmir. If it's a Savi Neder, you don't know if it was included or not, you have to be Machmir. Savi Daraisa Lachumr, you don't always go by Rove when it comes to a Safik Isser. And therefore, Savi Daraisa Lachumra, Vim Avar Enoloke, but you're not going to get Malkus for it because it is only based on Safik. That's the Rambam, again, if you're not sure. Ketzad. And then he says an example. If you say, make a ned there from oil. And in that place, some people use olive oil, some people use sesame oil. Most people, just when they say shemen, they mean olive oil. And when they say sesame oil, they say sesame oil. But some people, they're on a health kick and they love sesame oil, so they'll, in their house, oil is oil. When you say oil, you mean sesame oil. So what is it? Hareza aser bishneihem. We don't know. It's even if though rove say it means shemen zayis. So you might say that in this family, you know, it means something else. No, aser bishneihem ve'eno lokal shemen shum shemin v'chein kalka yaseh bezeh. So, but shem shum, you're not going to get malchus for olive oil. Everybody calls oil stam oil, olive oil, we call it stam oil, but maybe even shum shemin. So that's the lachachila and the bidyevet. So again, that's the Rambam, but again, many other halachas there in Perek Tes of Nedarim. But here in our Mishnah, there's a parallel. There's a parallel between Zman of Biur and Maskir Bayis Lachavero and Nidarim. Let's finish, and we'll make another comment about Nidarim. First, we'll finish the Mishnah. How long could Aniyim go into the orchards? So some say this means either to collect the Matnas Aniyim, Lekat Shechapeya, or maybe this means Shvius, right? According to the Shitas and the Tanoim, that Aniyim are mutter to take pay or Shvius after the Zman of Iyur. So when could they, until when? Achaterid Revyashniya. Another thing that goes by the second rains. Why? Because after the second rains, then the fields get very muddy, and if you walk through it, it's going to ruin the crops. So the fruit might still be hefker, but you can't, the aniyim can't go in together. Or even the lekat shechavapeya. The ba'alei bayis will have to bring it out to the aniyim. But the aniyim can't walk into the property, because then the property would get ruined, right? The aniyim don't own the land, right? They own the fruit, and the fruit will be brought out to them. Continuing, we switch the girsa. May a masai. Nen v'sarfin v'tevin v'kashal shvius. So we mentioned tevin and kashav shmita have kedusha because they are used for animal fodder. But at a certain point, once the tevin and the kashav of shvius are no longer available outside, so here, interestingly, as the Gemara will explain, once it's no longer available outside, then it loses all of its kedusha. It loses all of its kedusha. And therefore, inside, you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. You're allowed to destroy it. So when is that? Mishatevid Rav Yishniya, also by Rav Yishniya, right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Vateven shebesadeh shuv eino roi lamacho behema sheneskalchel mbnei agshamim. The tevin in the field is no longer roi for animal food because it's ruined. Vikfar nifka mimenu kdusha shvius umutr lenas mimenu ulisarfo. And you would be able to burn it. So these are all the halachos that go by Revia Shnia. That is what the Mishnah says. Just one other source relating to Nedarim that I like to mention, and that is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's comment at the beginning of Parshas Matos, where Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos, Zehadavar, right? The pasuk says Zehadavar Shetziv Hashem. Zehadavar, says Rashi, Nemar Kan Zehadavar V'Nemar B'Shkud Yichud Zehadavar. Zehadavar, I'm sorry, next Rashi. Moshe Nisnabe B'Koh Amar Hashem. Kachatzos Halayla. Vanevim Nisnabu B'Koh Amar Hashem. Moshe says the Lashon of Koh Amar Hashem, as do other Nevim. Mosef Aleihem Moshe Shenisnabe B'Lashon Zehadavar. Moshe also has the Lashon of Zehadavar. Zehadavar. So what's Rashi adding? That Moshe Rabbeinu and all of the Nevim had the Nevu of Koh Amar Hashem, but Moshe has Zehadavar. Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Zeh, the first part is said by many. Zeh always means, according to Chazal, clarity of vision. Zeh hadavar. Zeh always means you could point to it. By Bet Sorer Moreh, Bineinu Zeh. The parents point to their son and say, Bineinu Zeh Sorer Moreh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. HaKodesh Baruch Hu points to the moon and says, Kazera Eva Kidesh. By the menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was having difficulty. V'zeh Masa HaMenorah Mikshazav. Zeh. Zeh always means clarity. So too here, Moshe Rabbeinu, this Lashon reflects the uniqueness of the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Bas Paklaria HaMeira. Right? If all the mechitzas, except for a very thin mechitza, was broken down, Moshe Rabbeinu saw with clarity. Zeh. Zeh HaDavar. It wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu received, all other Nevi'im received the Nevu, and then they gave it over and formulated it in their with their own words. And that's how the Gemara says, "Ein shnei neviim estadu b'signon echad." If there are three neviim that say the exact same words, you know they're neviim sheker. Because no neviim, you get a message, you're not going to say it the exact same lashon, so you get it. But Moshe Rabbeinu was dictation. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the nevuah and dictated it word for word and letter for letter, and that's zeh hadavar. Zeh hadavar said, but says that's said adkan divrei Chazal, but Rabbi Yaakov says, why is this alluded to Dafka here? Zeh HaDavar, at the beginning of Parshas Matos, we have the whole Sefer Shmos and Vayikra and Bamidbar, the whole three Svarim of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu has been talking to us. Why Dafka here, in the beginning of Matos, beginning of Nedarim, do we have Zeh HaDavar? So he explains that Nedarim is a very mechudash area of halacha, a mitzvah. Because after all, Hashem says certain things are mutter, certain things are usser. What's the parsha of Nedarim? I could create isurim for myself. I could say, this cookie is usser for me to eat. Just like pig. Just like other isurim. How could I do that? Nedarim is creating areas of halacha. So one might have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu also created areas of halacha. And when he gave certain mitzvos, you know, it wasn't all straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he added on some himself. No. Zeh HaDavar. Dafka here, we told Zeh HaDavar Moshe Rabbeinu was exact. Clarity of vision. Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem. That's why Dafka, at the beginning of Matos, you have that Chazal. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avin Mishim, Rabbi Yochanan, Leskana Leghanim. So Rabbi Yochanan takes out the Mishnah where it says the leaves of the reeds and the leaves of the gefanim, so he takes out the leaves of the reeds. No, ela ali gefanim. It just says ali gefanim. Ali kanim ein lohem shir, because after all, the leaves of the reeds, ein lohem biur, doesn't have biur. They're always there. The reeds and the leaves of the reeds, they're always there, so therefore there is no time for biur. Vatani kain, and we also learned in the Braisa, ali kanim, ali ug, ali charuvin, ein lohem biur, mibnei she'ein, minan kala. Right, there is no biur for them, because they're always there in the fields. Good. Hamudar ana mechaveiro ad hagashamim. So the Mishnah said, if somebody is mudar ad hagashamim, the plural, so then that goes till the second rains. So Rabbi Zira said, that's mashma, amar ad hageshem, ad sheyered geshem echad. Right, geshem means the first. The first ones. If geshamim means the second, so geshem means the first. You go by singular. Good. Taman taninan. We learned in the Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim tells us ha'ome harele eitzim. We know there's a concept of a karban eitzim. Somebody could be no der eitzim lamizbeach. Eitzim lamizbeach. There's a special mitzvah. You have to bring eitzim, and with every carbon tamid, you have to bring a log of wood. So somebody could be no der eitzim. So homar ele eitzim. How much you have to give? I hereby promise to bring eitzim to the base of Mikdash. So lo yifchos mishnei gezirin. So the Mishnah says in Shkalim, you have to give at least two logs. Two logs. If you say eitzim, eitzim is plural. So we're medayek. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Mamol Boi Amar Hare Alai Eitz Maybe Gizer Echad. You can just bring one Gizer. It's all you have to bring. Says the Brisa Amar Rabbi Lazar and Masisa Amar Kain. And there's a Mishnah that supports. Says Zek Carbon Bifnei Atzmo. Zek Carbon Bifnei Atzmo. Because the Mishnah, the following Mishnah that we're about to see, the Mishnah in Yuma tells us that when they split up the Avodas every day, that there are two Kohanim that brought the two Gizrin. They each carried one log. If they're each carrying one log, it means that each one is significant by itself. Ditanina and Shnayim biyadam shnei gizri eitzim. Right? There's each one takes it by themselves, so it must be because each of those in the Mishnah there in Yuma Chabez is doing a separate avoda. The Mishnah there goes through Tamid Karav on the Chavav Mabez in Mesechas Yuma in the Bavli. Tamid Karav Betisha Basara Bachada Servish Neim Asar Lo Pachas Leoser. The Karbet Tamid goes either from 9 to 12 people. How many, who's needed for the Avoda. Ketzan and goes through Atzmo Betes. Usually 9 Kohanim. Bechag Biyarech Atzlocha Shalmayim. But on Sukkis, you need one extra to hold the container of water. We know Nisach HaMayim was done Dafgan Sukkis, rather, either Halacha Moshe Misina, you learned that from the extra Mem Yud Mem, so Hare Kanasara, so that's why you know, and Nisach HaMayim was an Avoda, so that's why you know, it has significance. Bein Arabayim, Bachadasar, Hu Atzmo, Batisha, Shnayim Biyadam, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, so you know, two Gizrei Eitzim, two Kohanim took it, because each of them took one, and that shows it is significant by itself. Enter the carbon tamid, was brought every single day, as we know, but the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. And the Chinuch follows him. One mitzvah, mitzvah, tough aleph in the Chinuch, is the mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. Shen it's Tavinu Yisrael, Sheyakrivu, Al Yedei Mesharseh Hashem Yisbarach. So who's commanded? But the Karban Tamid is not commanded on the Kohanim. It's commanded on Bnei Yisrael. I'm a Yisrael. I also have a responsibility. I'm commanded. It's just that the Kohanim do it for me. Shema Kohanim, Shnei Kvasim, Bnei Shana, Shnei Shana Timimim, La'ola B'chol Yom. Echad Baboker, V'yashenu Bein Harabayim. Shnei Amar, Savas Bnei Yisrael, Martalehem, B'chulu. Mikol Makom, Iker Asara L'Bezdin. All Bnei Yisrael Mitzuvah, but the Iker is L'Bezdin, Klomer HaChachamim, Morei HaTorah, Shei B'Yisrael. Ki Aleim, Mutelas Malachas HaTzibur. They have to take care of it. And then the Rambam, the Chinuch continues about the messages of the Karban Tamid and the Ritzifus and the not missing a day, many different details. But just for our purposes now, the Chinuch notes that the Ramban counts one mitzvah. The end of the Ramban, the Ramban chasav mitzvah shcheb and shnei mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah asay, l'fi shem mitzvah shem akwa zu azu, l'zman ha-shal zu, l'zman ha-shal zu. Says the Ramban, it's two mitzvahs, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbayim, and they're independent. One is not ma'akiv the other one, and the time of one is not, you're not allowed to bring the other one. During the day, you can bring the night one. The night one, you can't bring the day. So it shows there's two mitzvahs. So the Ramban, Machlokas Ramban, the Ramban, whether there's one mitzvah of Tamid or two mitzvahs of Tamid. Same Machlokas by Ketores. You bring half the Ketores in the morning, half in the afternoon. One mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Machlokas Ramban, the Ramban. Kriyashma. Kriyashma, the Rambam counts one mitzvah say every day of Kriyashma, even though you say it twice. And the Ramban says, no, it should be two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs. So the Ramban sounds right. Right, it's two separate times for the mitzvahs. How could the Rambam count one mitzvah for Tamid, for Ketores, for Kriyashma? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea that sometimes you have one mitzvah, or the idea of a mitzvah, even before the time you could fulfill the mitzvah. right? The chinuch has that possibility based on the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chav talks about the three mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael have a chiyuv to do when they come back into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says they have to be mamlech a king, and they have to destroy Amalek, and they have to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, in that order, first appointing a king, and once you have a king, he's going to help with the army and destroy Amalek. And once you have that, then you can build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You can't build the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have peace. Right? That's why David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, because he wasn't a man of peace. But that's what the Gemara says. So ask Rav Soloveitchik, right on that Gemara, in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Mabez, why does the Gemara then say that there were three mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael have to do once they come into Eretz Yisrael? If it has to be done in order, so when they come into Eretz Yisrael, there's only one mitzvah they have to do. They have to appoint a king. And after they appoint a king, then there's another mitzvah that now comes into effect, and that's wiping out Amalek. And after they wipe out Amalek, now there's another mitzvah that is building the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Gemara say, Shlosha mitzvos, nitztavu b'knisasan la'aretz? Says Rav Soloveitchik, because you could have the concept of the chalos of a mitzvah even before the actual time of fulfilling the mitzvah. All three mitzvahs are chal on Klal Yisrael when they come in, even though you can't actually do them yet. And you find this concept even in the world of halacha. And like lulav, there's a Rashi in Sukkah around Daf Lama Gimel, which seems to say that the status of the Dalan Minim start at night. When Yontif starts, even though you can't shake Dalan Minim, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav until the morning. But the status of Dalan Minim starts when Yontif starts, or the status of Shofar, the Bir Alacha points out, but that's the answer, that's the pshat of the Rambam. Right? Kriya Shema in the morning, you're right, there's only Kriya Shema in the morning. You can't fulfill Kriya Shema, the night Kriya Shema, in the morning. But when the day starts, there's a double chiv of Kriya Shema. And there's a double chiv of Karban Tamid, and there's a double chiv of Ktoris, even though you can't actually fulfill both of them at that time, but they still form a package. That's the Karban. That starts with the Karban Tamid. Like we're talking about, Shnei Gizri Eitzim, part of the Karban Tamid is bringing these logs of wood, and that's what is reflected here about the Karban Tamid. Okay, we continue. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Davar Shehu Tali Berevi, Achetei Revi Yishnia. Anything that is tali on actual rain, berevia, you go by the second revia. V'she'eno tali berevia, achi yagia z'man al shorevia. And if it's not about, you can tell by the context that it's not about actual rain, but it's just about time, then you go by the time of the revia, and you don't need to actually have it rain. And the Mefarshim give examples of each. Tani. If you have seven straight days of rain, you didn't have one rain and then a second rain, but a rain constantly, that's still good enough to be called the second. It doesn't have to stop and then start again in order to be a second rain. Even if it's straight, 7 days, that's enough to be a revia. Why are all these rain things called revia? Unusual. Revia. Shehi rova'as es ha'aretz. Revia is a lashon of copulation, a lashon of entering in and being mazria, placing a seed, so to speak. And that's what happens by the rain. Just like the Mara Fulta, the other Mefarshim explain, a man is roveya into a nekeva and is mazria and ultimately causes something to grow, hopefully a uterus, an embryo, a child. So too, the rain enters into the ground and hopefully causes it to grow, ultimately sprouting the growths that come up, the tzemach that comes up. So that's mazria. Interesting, Lashon Rav Hirsch talks about the word of pru urevu. We have here the rova ases haaretz. Revu, pru urevu. He says that the Lashon of revu is from the word archer, rovek kashas, like an archer, because pru is the actual having the child physically, but revu is then directing the child, and like an archer aims the arrow in a certain way. So that's what parents, we have to try to do our best to aim the education of our children in a certain way in order to bring them to their potential. But that's part of the mitzvah. Peruvu doesn't, by mitzvah peruvu doesn't end at birth, it starts at birth. Good. So the Mishnah said, if I have the tevin, the straw, which is animal fodder, once it's no longer available in the field, I could destroy, I could do whatever I want with it in my house. It loses its kedusha. Amar Rabbi Chananya, because it's different for food, you have a chiv of bi'ur. Here, there's no chiv of bi'ur. Once it gets destroyed, I guess because it's low level as it is, then it just loses its kedusha. Amar Rabbi Chananya, mikiman shetisrach masha besada, once what's in the field is ruined and is no longer edible for the animals, hutar masha bebayis. Then what's in the house is also hutar, it no longer has its kedusha. Look at the Marav, the Ruchaim Kanievsky. Bekimen shedizrach mashav asada hutar mashav bayis. Ateven v'kashkoi. It's talking about the last line of the Mishnah. Deshamina b'masnisan. We learned in the Mishnah. Debishimbosh gishamim v'nisrach. Once it rained, it gets ruined. Ein oroy yosel l'machal behema. It's no longer edible. Paka kedusha shvias minayu. There's no longer kedusha shvias. Demutar le'anos mehen. It's mutter. It's mutter, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, and then Rabbi Chanina says here, in our Gemara, to hutar afilu mashe bebayis, sha'af shalo ba'o aleim geshamim, meaning, even what's in the house, it's not ruined, right? What's in the house is dry, it's not in the field, right? Even though that's still ro'i, Rabbi Chanina says, still ro'i, still, ruin olam ha'cha behema, k'far nizbatel ha'kedusha be'gemara, right? Nizbatel ha'kedusha mehen. And therefore, there's no more kedusha. That's what Rabbi Chananya is telling us. And one more line, Tani Rav Oshia, Afil Achar Shalosh Shanim, Asar Ashet Yisrach. Even if it's there after 3 years, it's Asar until it gets ruined. The Mefarshim explained, the Ma'arafolda, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's no machlokas here between Rav Chananya and Rav Oshia. They're just talking about different things. Rav Chananya is talking about a place where it's more moist, so it's not going to last for 3 years. But Rav Oshia is talking about a case where it's very dry, so it can last even later. So that's why the time for how long it retains its kedusha would be longer as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bezrem, we'll start with Tevin next time.